I'd like to call the meeting to order for the Whitney Town Advisory Board for May 29, 2025. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show, at this point, our board, we have five people here, 100%. And is there anybody from Clark County?
Danny Tomaso, representing Clark County Conference of Plan.
And?
I'm out of the office.
Okay. Okay, moving on, and from there to public comments. This is a period devoted to comments, by the general public about items that are on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak with an individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If a member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson and the board by majority vote. Next item, approval of the minutes of May 1st, 2025.
Madam Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Damn, I keep forgetting. So, public, is there anybody here at the public, from the public, that wishes to speak on this item? The item on the agenda? No? Okay. Now we go to, sorry. Now we go to approval of the minutes for May 1st, 2025.
Madam Chair, I was not present for the May 1st meeting yet, so I'm going to abstain for the approval of the minutes.
Okay. Do we have a motion for the minutes?
I'll make a motion for approval.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor for approval of the minutes, May 1st, 2025. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? We have four in favor, motion passed, four in favor, and one abstention.
I abstain because I wasn't here.
Oh, you abstained too. Okay, now we have three. In favor and two abstentions. Okay. Next on the agenda is approval of the agenda for May 29, 2025. Do I have a motion on the floor for the agenda? Okay. We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda of May 29, 2024. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Motion passed, 5-0. Next item is informational items. Any informational items to be presented at this time? No informational items. Next is planning and zoning. Item is WS250331, Tropicana Trails LLC. Waiver of the development standards to allow non-standard improvements within the public right-of-way. Design review for modifications to the previous approved multifamily residential development on 2.5 acres in a commercial general zone, generally located east on the east side of Boulder Highway, 288 feet south of Tropicana Avenue within Whitney. Do we have an applicant for this item?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I did receive a postcard, but I believe it's going to be relevant to the conversation.
Okay.
Hold on,
we have it easy. Oh, we have it easy.
Scott over here.
Okay, great, I'll let you, all right. Run with it.
Brendan Murphy with Vegas is one of the Senator Trump's trails project. We ended up getting unit permits for housing pockets, which had previously come through some polls over approvals. And then as we went back for our permitting, it's when it came up that we also had to construct a regional flood drain and also a scenic wall, which is also going to include a expanded metal fence within a public right of way. And so, what we're doing right now is passing requesting a waiver of standards for that. Additionally, with that, also is a design review. We're requesting to add carports. These carports are going to act in place to replace four landscape islands that were previously approved with a tree. Each of these carports. Solar spaces, and that will bring our total number of trees from 73 down to 69. And we've also, in doing so once we remove those landscape islands, and also that enable us to add 5 parking spaces, which also another requirement we have to do is add 17 EV capable stalls, so that's EV ready, something we can be stuck out. Station install, but we will have 2 EV install park spaces. And so the big one here, which Mr. Davis has a board up, which is a little bit hard to see, but we put together a little bit of an exhibit and it has some colors on it.
I'd be glad to bring it by how many people would like to get a close look.
Yeah. That might work.
Yeah.
Georgia Kagan, G-K-A-K-I-S.
This is Boulder Highway right here. And this is on the north side of the property, which faces CBS. And we have the drainage channel right here that we are improving. Public Works has come back during the process of permitting. And they've asked us to take in the 20-foot right-of-way on the north side of the drainage. They asked us to move our block wall out 20 feet more and incorporate the public right of way with a service channel into our property. So this is a public works request. And originally, we had a CMU wall all around the property, which is still in effect. But just over the drainage channel, they don't want the heavy wall on the drainage channel. They would prefer a metal expanded fence. It would still be shielded on the CMU wall with it. But that would go on this corner and in this corner. And if you recall, when you originally approved this, we had a waiver for to not have the EV parking. And then before that hearing was over, we said, well, we'll just go ahead and do it. That we're asking for waivers. So, as Brendan mentioned, we took the islands out and we created 5 more parking spaces. Of course, when we take the islands out, it takes the trees out too. That's what brought it down by 4. And we added covered parking there along the side. So that's, and I'll be more than happy if anyone raises their hand, I'll bring this up so you can see a little bit. But that's all we've done.
Is that one right there?
I'm sorry.
Is that the end? End of your discussion.
Yes,
okay.
Just bringing you everything else. I know that this was kind of expanded that offense, I'm sure you mentioned that is the same thing.
This is a public hearing. Is there anyone from the general public that wishes to speak on this item? No one? Okay.
Do you wish to speak? You can come up to the podium.
Well, part the approved in what sense? The whole item or the what part or the new request or the whole idea?
The
overall project is approved now.
Change.
Right.
Change.
Right. We're just doing the changes. Okay. At this point, is there anyone else? I am closing this to the public and now opening this to the board. Anybody on the board, questions or comments?
I just have a couple of comments. So the only reason for this is the Department of Public Works and the drainage. So the county's requesting this change. Okay. And then just for clarification, the two gates, is that for access to the channel?
Yes, it's access to the public.
Okay, for the public, okay. Okay. Okay, that's all I had.
So it's going to be a problem, just the end. Yeah, about 20 feet, am I correct? But it was
Anyone else on the board?
So the channel is going to be on your side of the property, basically on the inside of the block wall. Are you improving the channel at all, so it doesn't get washed out?
Yes, we are improving.
Yes. Is it getting enclosed, or just going to get?
It's going to be enclosed. It'll catch all the water coming down Boulder Highway into the channel into the drainage channel. It's catching all the water coming from the west side Boulder Highway. There goes east. It'll also be improved from the very east end of the north side, going all the way to Broadway.
Yeah.
And that part will be open. All our property will be
open. It'll be closed off.
Our parking will be open.
It's happened.
That's right.
It will be covered in parking, but you can't do that.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
Do we have a motion from the board?
No.
No.
Okay. Okay.
What is the solar going to be used for?
It'll be used to offset the electrical demand on the building. And actually, if you would like to see it, I have a factory to the building for probably a year ago that we bought it.
Yeah.
So that hasn't changed. That has not changed at all.
Yeah, this was a change. Yeah. And then the other thing I was going to suggest, so obviously the metal fence to try to keep out the homeless from being near or by the channel. So the county has started in some of the places where it's really accessible, putting in this special kind of metal fence that we can't cut. So if you go with like over on the Nellis Bridge, like Nellis and Russell,
right.
They've got that metal fence and they just replaced it. So they can't get in at all for that. So I don't know if that's something that has been suggested.
Well, how would work providing the fence detail that we need?
Yeah, I would just kind of suggest it, especially if it's setting in close.
Sure.
To
try. Oh, absolutely.
And it's been really like it has just recently gone up, and it's been a really good experience. They put it there, and they've also put it in other places up there. So just a suggestion.
Okay, those have been incorporated in.
And then I just wanted to say that I'm thrilled that you guys to see that the EV got added in. That was one of my big dreams to remember.
That is having a
correct.
Sure.
And so I'm
thrilled that it's been decided to. I think it's written 3 or 5 that are being people rate in the 2 and 17 years. And you know, I don't think our population that we serve in will be driving even cars. But there'll be a lot of on site cats.
Right. And that was our issue for that. Having the doctors for the clinic or whoever else they had,
like a lot of county field.
Oh, absolutely.
Because which represent if the benefit from the so anyways, I was really thrilled to see that condition.
Yes.
Do we have another question?
I do. It's more of a statement than a question. So the county is requesting that you take charge of the drainage ditch.
Maintenance.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So the county should be very appreciative of you using that property.
Oh,
and building on it, because they should have taken care of that a long time ago.
Yes.
So I just have to put that on the record, because that area has been terrible. And any time we had rain and everything, it used to flood that whole corner there and down into Andover and whatnot. So we're happy and appreciate what you're doing. Especially, I think the county needs to applaud you for what you're doing. That's all I got to say.
Well, yeah, my public works got a little bit, and
right.
So we have one company in this town, all the way in, going down here. It ends up considerably more than the entrance.
Yeah.
We're hanging in.
See, I don't know. We're all of this with a brick and wood car, sorry.
Is it parts working in that go over several of these cars are right here?
That's on the side. That's correct. Yes, I'll put it on the.
Yeah.
That show right here, really parallel on the whole pattern.
So, can I get further along in the process? Once you get through this process, when you complete like breaking ground, what will finish?
It's just pretty closing in August. It's still on the. They want to get you in the progress of starting to control the problem. You can see it pretty
good. And how long is it?
It's about a 14 to 16
month. You're looking for that error.
Yeah. We're excited. We can make a major improvement to the area.
Any other questions, comments? Do we have a motion?
I'd like to move to approve.
We have a motion on the floor to approve WS250331 Tropicana Trails LLC based on the waiver of development standards and design review as presented. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried, 5-0. And you have you are aware of your next appointment for
yes,
that's on the 18th of June. Craig, County Commissioner, right? Okay. Next item is general business. Do we have any general business? None to report? Okay. Next item is comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, clearly state your name, address, spell your last name for the record. If a member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by a chairperson or a board by a majority vote. Do we have any comments from the general public? No comments from the general public. Next meeting is June 12th, 2025, unless otherwise posted. At this point in time, meeting adjourned.